another really cracking guy, and a real loss to the game. But unfortunately, you know, time comes to us all, and he got to about, what, 34, I think, years old before this happened to him, which is a real shame, but at least he got to have a very decent innings, and he will be sadly missed
fantastic
from the game.
Russell, what about Scotland's chances? Because obviously you've got Ross Ford. Obviously they haven't picked their 31 as yet, but obviously Ross Ford is going to be set to be the you know, most capped hooker for Scotland ahead of Scott Murray as well over the weekend.
So he will be, yeah.
What do you see Scotland's chances? Because obviously they've been struggling, you know, of late, and obviously they're 10th in the world rankings at the moment.
Basically, Scotland, it's all about rejuvenation and rebuildings, I hear, because they've got a new head coach in for about the last year, which is a very no-nonsense, hard-hitting New Zealander called Vern Cotter, who was in charge of Clermont Auvergne, the French team that I mentioned before, who have had phenomenal success over the years. And they went out and headhunted and basically bought Vern Cotter from Clermont to come and manage Scotland. And that is a big, big call from the Scottish Rugby Union to say, we want one of the world's best coaches. And what Vern has been charged to do is basically come in, rip the team, rip the squad, rip the rule book up, and effectively get them sorted and get them on the straight and narrow. And the problem is, it's a very short time frame to come in and effectively have a year to start from scratch and try and get a team ready to compete and be good at a Rugby World Cup. Will they do it? I'm not entirely sure. I mean, to be honest, let's look at their group quickly. They're in Group B, so they've got South Africa, who is the other top-tier nation. But that aside, Japan, Samoa and the USA, they're teams that they can definitely and should probably beat. So given that, given the fact England have got both Wales and Australia in their group, very, very tough. Scotland, by contrast, in Group B rather than Group A, you know, if they man up, front up on the day, there's every chance they can come second in that group and then move on. So they're going to be playing quite a few of their games in Newcastle upon Tyne, which is just obviously shy of the Scottish border. There'll be a huge home support coming south of the border to cheer them on. That's going to count for a huge amount. And Vern's going to make some big calls. He's got a talented squad. He's got quite a few exciting players already there. He's brought some new players in. Glasgow, as a squad, have done wonderfully. They won the Pro 12, which is the Celtic League. They actually won that title last year. So he's got talent to work with. He knows what he wants, so we shall see. But it's going to be quite interesting.
We're running out of time, because obviously Paul O'Connell is playing his last game in Ireland over the weekend. So what do you see Ireland's chances? Because obviously they're you know, number two in the world at the moment.
I think Ireland will do very, very, very well. They're excellent. Their head coach, Joe Schmidt, is one of the nicest and most amiable, yet one of the toughest and most calculating and most brutal head coaches in world rugby. Another New Zealander was coaching in France, has now come over. He was in charge of Leinster, the Irish province, for most of their European successes, and has now jumped over to the Irish national team. And whatever Joe Schmidt does generally succeeds. I'm a huge fan of him, and to have him on board, you know, they are the reigning Six Nations champions, narrowly pipping England to the title, and I think they've got a wonderful chance. Excuse me, they've got incredible strength in depth.
It's all right, we're running out of time. Sorry to rush you.
That's fine.
So, in a nutshell, who do you think is going to win the World Cup? Is it going to be the All Blacks?
I think Ireland have got a very, very good chance. Their group is winnable. Italy, Canada, France and Romania. If they can get into the right half of the draw, I think Ireland have got a good chance. I think England, Ireland and France are by far the three best bets from the Northern Hemisphere teams. Don't fancy South Africa. Got a funny feeling they might struggle. I think Australia will punch above their weight and do fairly well. But to be fair, always New Zealand. Richie McCaw, Dan Carter, et al. They are a class act. So New Zealand, I think, will head in as defending champions and favourites. I would say watch out for Australia and definitely watch out for, in whichever order you fancy, England, France
fantastic.
And Ireland.
And, Russell, thank you for your time, and hopefully you'll be on again during the World Cup. I know you're going to be very, very busy.
No, that's fine, mate. We can work something out. Always a pleasure.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for giving us your time, Russell. Take care.
No worries, boys. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. That was a great pleasure on having Russell Hargreaves of TalkSport FM, and honestly, we could have had another half an hour, another hour. We could have carried on all day. We just had to squeeze in as much as we could. Absolutely brilliant from Russell there, Zahiria.
It was. Thank you very much to Russell if you're still listening in. Sorry to cut you short. You know, like I said, we could spend another half an hour, but I know Russell's very, very busy with his radio work. If I just plug his show, he does Saturday into Sunday TSX time. So it starts, you know, Saturday midnight, so that's Sunday, and then also does the show on a Monday as well. So that's Sunday into Monday from midnight to 6 o'clock. So, as you know, he talks about football, cricket, rugby, everything. So I wanted to plug his show, and thanks very much again for having me on, Maksud, and inshallah we'll do the same things same time next place, because we've only got about 40 seconds left.
That's it. And basically, let's cut off the show. Where does the time go? Absolutely brilliant. Yeah, I hope people have liked it. And that just leaves me to go. Zahir, I'll talk to you in a bit, okay?
That's fine. Thank
all right, take care. Kadhafis. Hope you guys have enjoyed the show. That just leaves me to say thank you for listening. All praise goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us the ability to complete the show. Any mistakes are solely ours. And if we've unintentionally upset anyone listening by our words, then please forgive us. Inshallah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills it, we look forward to hearing from you and listening to you same time next week. Wherever you're going this weekend, whichever club you're sporting, Blades, Owls, Millers, any of the Premier League, hope you have a safe journey to and fro. And I hope, most importantly, you get the result that you want. But sport is all about opinions. We've heard all the rustles about the World Cup. Next week, pick up a phone, pick up a WhatsApp, join us. I'll read that message for next week. Take care. Allah Hafiz.
For the community, by the community, Iman FM, 103.1 FM.